Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes webinars, podcasts, videos, white papers, and whiteboard videos specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is Leading Dynamic Discussions, Facilitation Techniques in Support of the Communicating for Results Competency. The purpose of this podcast is to share a decision-making model and then walk through the 7 steps that you can use while leading dynamic discussions to be able to make decisions at different levels within NAVFAC. A successful group discussion may come across as being completely effortless to the participants, but actually requires significant preparation. And because a discussion isn't scripted, a successful discussion facilitator must be able to deal with uncertainty, because leading discussions also involves the art of managing spontaneity. One of the reasons you may be having a group discussion is to come together and make a decision or get a consensus on a topic. One of the biggest advantages of team decision-making is that the collective wisdom of the group can be much more profound than what any single individual could have come up with. Every person on the team will have different strengths and backgrounds that shape their perspective. This means that everyone on the team can make different contributions to collectively solve a problem or make a decision. This can be especially helpful when a problem is very complex or there is an urgent deadline. When more people are involved in the decision-making process, team members tend to be more committed to implementing the solution because they understand the thought and effort that went into it. Bringing together a group of people with diverse backgrounds and perspectives has the potential to result in chaos, where frustration and arguments could arise. Therefore, when facilitating a team decision-making meeting, it is a good idea to follow a decision-making model. In a group setting, you should consider the following 7 steps when coming to a decision. Step 1. Identify the decision. Present the group with the decision that must be made, and clearly define the nature of the issue. Step 2. Gather information. Pertinent information must be gathered before making a decision. Figure out what this information is and how to get it. Some of this information may be knowledge that the participants have due to their subject matter expertise. But some of this information may need to be gathered ahead of time. This is where planning comes in. Any external information that needs to be considered for the decision-making should be researched ahead of time. Step 3. Identify alternatives. The group should identify possible paths of actions or alternatives based on the information gathered. Step 4. Weigh the evidence. The group should weigh all the evidence, drawing on information to imagine what each path would look like if carried out. This is where it's helpful to have many different perspectives looking at the same situation. Step 5. Choose among alternatives. Once all options are weighed, you are ready to select the alternative that works best for the situation. Step 6. Take action. The alternative decided on by the group is implemented. This step will take place post-discussion. Step 7. Review your decision. Consider the results of your decision and evaluate whether or not it has resolved the need that was identified initially. If the decision has not met the identified need, it may warrant having a follow-up group discussion to repeat certain steps of the decision-making process. Today, we have covered 7 steps that will help you in facilitating team decision-making. Remember, the dynamics of every team will be unique, but these steps give you a good foundation to get started. What decisions are you struggling with right now that you could implement this model with? Try these 7 steps and you'll be pleasantly surprised at the results you achieve. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFAC HQ Total Force Development at navy.mil.